What's up?
All right, we're not doing that. Hey there, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Greg Detmeyer. Sitting across from me is Jenny J. Hill Hillebrand. This is the Instructional Coaching Corner podcast. I've been working on the lead in there. I don't think that was it.
The what's up? What's I don't know. Up? You needed to like stick your tongue out, and, like put your hands up, like what's up?
I know. I couldn't even hold it together, well, thinking of what I was going to say.
It was better than hi. Hi. I like the what's up. That was
good. So we're recording this one right after we did goals reflection 2, where I came in with just a subtle hi and welcome to the podcast.
I liked that one better. That was good.
Was it? Maybe not as creepy.
All right. So we're taking a break from
our goals podcast to throw this out, because Jenny, we made it. You might be banged up. You might be tired. You might have a little more baggage under your eyes, a few more wrinkles, but
gray hair. I transitioned to gray hair during this time too.
I wasn't going to say it.
I know you wouldn't, because you are a gentleman.
I was not going to say it. Even though the last episode you did mention something about living in the 70s.
Oh my gosh. You are the only one that tends to bring up me living in the 70s or growing up in the 70s. So
it wasn't really growing up. You were like a baby.
And halfway through 79. So yes.
But
all right. So we made it. So the goal of this podcast is just kind of
our yearly end of the year reflection.
Reflection.
We've kind of done this every year, and this year has been a weird one, but I think we can still sit down and like what things kind of stuck out and what things did we learn throughout the course of the year that we're going to carry forward.
Yeah. So one of the things I was thinking about, and it's kind of something that's come up maybe more in our building the last little bit, was just the idea of being like a checklist thinker or a checklist doer this year, that so many things were being kind of thrown our way with virtual learning and with, some different curriculum, not a ton because obviously it was a different year, but there were so many things being thrown at us that I guess I personally don't feel like we got to dive into anything really deep. We did, but not as deep as what I think we would have any other year, just because of, you know, all of a sudden we could have somebody on quarantine, we could lose half a class, or, you know, just different things that kind of factors that played into the school year that made it kind of that like checklist, like, okay, this is on my to-do list, but I'm going to check it, but I don't ever go back and I don't follow up or I don't follow through because something else always came up. So that was just something that I reflected on. Like I'm hoping that next year I get back to the, you know what, we might check something off, but then get to.
Yeah, there is like a lot of just to-dos.
Yes.
And nothing, maybe like not the most exciting or most enriching thing.
Right.
Maybe not like an ongoing in-depth coaching cycle. Although I was blessed, I had a few of those, which were really nice in the chaos here. But there was certainly a lot of stuff where it's just like, I'm just checking this because of the situation we're living in right now.
Right. And I feel like there was more, I was being pulled in more directions this year. And I think, you know, like for us at Western Dubuque, we added a learning management system that was new. So even what does that look like for virtual learning? But then we came back full time. Okay, what does it look like for students who have to go into quarantine or those types of things? So I think there was more thinking through things and really having to process what is the best route to take in order to complete some things that we had going on this year, but still kind of living in that checklist mode of not as in-depth or as exciting as what
we... I felt like this year, like a lot of stuff was just like quick, rapid pace and like needed question answers right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not very good at that. I like to like look at a situation, look at all the sides and then make a decision, where this year it just seemed like stuff was just like flying so fast.
Yeah. And there were some decisions that needed to be stopped and really thought through and deciding best decisions on things. So that was something that happened this year that I'm hoping changes for next year.
Got it.
How about you?
Yeah, you can go a little more in depth. I realized the importance of self-care. Just the other day, I was talking with my principal and I said, obviously, I'm doing a whole series on goals.
Right.
And my work on myself. But like, how would I have been able to tackle this year if I didn't do all that stuff? Because I've really increased my own capacity physically and mentally to be able to deal with like all the unknowns. That self-care put me in a place to be able to handle things when they happened. And I know like self-care is kind of like a buzzword. I feel like actually in a year or two, like when we say self-care in the education field, like people are going to start rolling their eyes.
Yeah.
Because I think we're missing the boat a little bit in, and we even did an episode on self-care. I feel we're missing the boat on the idea that self-care is much more than just, I had a bad day, I'm going to the spa. Or I had a bad day, I need to go get my hair done. Or I had a bad day, I'm going to cook a nice meal with my family. I feel like the focus needs to be shifted to self-care being like retroactive self-care.
Right.
And what I mean by that is like, what things can I do to put myself in a place of success when things happen that I need to deal with? That could be like physically, I'm going to eat clean. That could be, I'm going to exercise and work out so I feel good. That could even be like within my schedule. Like I'm a nerd and my wife will be like, yeah, Greg at 8:35 will lay out his clothes for the next day.
We talked about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because at 8:35 at night, the kids are in bed. Nothing's going to happen at that time that's going to take me away from doing that. So that's one thing I can get off my day for the morning. However, if I wait to do that until the mornings at my house are nuts. We have 5 kids. There's stuff coming all the time that distract you and need my attention. So, but I like take care of myself by like routining the heck out of my life the most I can.
You and I were just talking about this the other day, and I even thought about like at school, like teachers being routined by the end of the day. Like, what do I need to have out for the next day at school? And I even thought about, you know, as a coach, remind me, who did we have for professional development a few years back at the very beginning of the school year? And he talked about like your to-do list each day and how really in reality, what are the 3 big things that you need to do? I cannot remember who that was.
Brian Kite?
No, it wasn't. Was it?
No, he was R plus O equals.
Yeah.
God, I don't even know what the equation is.
E plus R equals O.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't Brian Kite. Anyways, but he talked about that. Like, so at the end of when you leave work, what are the 3 big things that you need to have done? And kind of having that as your like go-to. So because you could stay at work and you could continue working for hours.
Yep. But
what are the big things? What do you need to have done before the next day in order for the next day to be successful,
Jenny,
or
ready
for the day?
I need to show you this form I created. So
this is
kind of along the same lines. Like each night before I go home, I will sit down. And the last thing I do is I have this form where I write my schedule out for the next day. And then I write down, here's the things I need to accomplish. And then I have a little spot for what's the motto I want to live by tomorrow. Like what principle
like
do I want
to live
by?
Your
affirmation
or... Yep.
And then a spot for like just blank thoughts that I have. And then what's on my radar? What's not important right now, but if I don't start working toward it, it's gonna be like, this needs to be done ASAP.
Did you do the PD? Because that's exactly what they kind of talked about.
Well, I'm going to show you my form here
okay.
in a little bit.
Okay, I can't wait to see
but
it.
But I do that because I realized that without that routine of getting this done when nothing's going to happen, I know it's like I shut my door, I have 5 minutes before I go, I'm going to fill this out. Whereas if I come in the morning, there's a really good chance I'm going to have a missed call or an email or something where I'm going to be out in the
halls. Somebody's
going
to come in your room.
And I'm not even back to my office by 9:30 a lot of days.
Yeah.
And like my computer's just sitting in my book bag on my desk still. And by that point, it's like, oh, I already missed 2 things that I said I was going to do or places I was supposed to be, but I didn't just because I was unorganized, where I can organize myself at night. That way, when I get bombarded in the morning, I'm ready for that.
Yeah. Well, that's a good like teacher, coach hack. I like it.
You bet.
People might ask you to share that.
So you're going to share it with me. But like to me, that's self-care.
Oh,
it's like
absolutely.
I'm putting myself in a place where tomorrow I can grab it by the horns and kick some butt.
Yep. What is the one thing this year? Okay, so changing gears a little bit. What is the one thing that you've missed this year that Epworth Elementary has done in the past, but maybe you're not doing or didn't do as much?
Yeah, so we had, I love making food for people. So we would usually do like 2 cookouts a year and then a Thanksgiving one. And we haven't done much. But just this week, we did a burger day where I grilled burgers for everyone. And I went into the lounge to dump some more burgers into the place because they're pretty fresh. Like, I do it by cycles. Like, yep. I'm not going to cook everyone's burger and let it sit in a crock pot.
You're not going to let them get charcoaled in a crock pot?
No, we're not going to let it turn into a hockey puck. I love my people. You're going to have one fresh off the grill. So I dumped them in there, and then there was like four or five people sitting in the lounge, which we really haven't eaten in the lounge. We've pretty much eaten in our room. They're at different tables and whatnot. But I sat down and for 5 minutes just talked with them. And we laughed. We told stories. I felt like up until this point with some of these people, everything was just very professionally driven. Like, it was all about, what are we doing? Like, what's the goal? What's the goal? And here I felt a little bit like the humanity was back. And this is someone who doesn't really like feelings or emotions or people very much.
That is deep for you, yeah.
And I was like, I kind of miss this stuff.
So you stole mine.
A little bit. I mean, like, I'm still okay. Like, today, lunch in my office by myself with the door shut. And I'm okay with that. But I also realize, like, I can be, like, over the top with that, too. And, like, don't be such a hermit, Greg.
Yeah. But I think, too, even having conversations with people, like, the how was your weekend? What's going on this coming weekend? Even some of those, like, just natural conversations that you would have with people, I don't know if they occurred as often or with as many people because you didn't congregate. You didn't, you know, if you were out in the hallway, you made sure that you were far enough apart. Or sometimes you'd be like, oh, I don't know if I want people to see me, you know, talking this close together or whatever. So I think I've missed that human connection of making sure that, you know, all the staff members, the staff get-togethers.
Yeah.
You know, you still have the connections to the kids. The teachers have their connections to their students. As an instructional coach, I was still doing that with the students, having those interactions. But the staff did not get together as much. So having the staff together and laughing together and you know, talking about things other than work sometimes, those were those relief points of kind of that self-care as a staff or as a team, being able to get together and not have to think school or talk shop. I miss those.
Yeah, we have a teacher retiring, and she's been a very influential person.
Absolutely.
And we just celebrated the last conferences, and on the last conference night, we went out to get a drink. And it was weird because, like, I felt like, I was like, oh my God, like, what
rebel.
Do we do? Like, yeah. It's like, just, I don't know. Once the pandemic's over, I'm just going to be a weird person, I think. But I think
it'll take some getting used to. It was really hard to adjust to it, but now it's almost going to be different.
Yeah,
adjusting back.
And I think that, I mean, not to get like political and stuff, but I think we're nearing the end. Or there's light at the end of the tunnel. Like, there's some dark days behind us. Maybe still a little more to come, but like, I think there's an element of hope there.
There is.
So.
And that's that element of hope for even next school year too.
Correct.
So
which, talking of school year, Jenny, here at Western Dubuque, we've made it the whole year.
Yeah.
And
woo-hoo! That was awesome.
As I think of like some of the stuff, my principal Dan and I like came into wanting to do this school year. We've implemented some really cool stuff around like our building goal and how we use that and how we tie it together with our tips and this and that. One of the things I keep coming back to, it's like, if we can do this under these circumstances, think what we're capable of when this is all gone. And COVID aside, I think just that belief in oneself of what we're able to do and what we can achieve, we hold ourselves back more than we realize. And I think that's one of the things this pandemic has taught me. The school year has taught me as well.
I love it.
I was just going to say one last thing is, too, like the idea that like we get to determine like our outcomes. Coming into the school year, I was pretty, it's like 2 weeks. Give us 2 weeks and we're shutting down again.
Yep.
I remember like coming up with a schedule, like get everyone into the computer lab as soon as we can. We need 3 days with each group to teach them how to do the online learning because
that
we're going to get
so
shut down
stressful.
And go. And I remember like being in there with the kids and like kids would sneeze and I'd be like, do not ever do that near me again. Now get away from me. And not knowing, but here we are. Like we didn't have to shut down a school. We didn't have to shut down the district. We've made it. And that like this has happened because of so much hard work, but also like thinking of the media and like what we heard come at the beginning of the year, like the doom and gloom and like people saying like COVID's going to do this to us as a country and COVID's going to do this to you as a person. And like I read an article saying like the average American's going to gain like 27 pounds because of COVID.
I know somebody who lost 112 pounds during
COVID.
That's
what I mean. And
I know.
But like,
yeah.
We have the ability to like say like, no, like we're not going to accept this reality. We're going to forge our own and it's going to be better than what we're being told we can do.
And I think that's the most important thing that you just said right there is we're going to come out better than what we were coming into this.
All right. Now that is a good place to end, Jamie. So let's wrap this one up. Check out our website. Hey.
Hi. What's up?
Head over to our, as we leave, go check out our website, www.iccpodcast.com. Check out all our past shows. Leave us some listener mail. Follow us on the Facebook. That would be great. And as always, ask yourself, what one thing can I do tomorrow to make me a better version of myself? And maybe for me, that's going to be working on that intro because I don't think what's up really worked. Then well, wake up and do it.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. Hi wasn't much better. So
that's true. Because okay, greatness isn't achieved by one event, but instead a series of small, intentional steps.
Go be awesome.
Hi.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.